Thank you, Nathan.
Thank you.
A good voice.
That was really nice.
Thank you.
Do the other songs complement, or do they kind of, meaning from the Planetary Scales album, do they kind of speak to each other, or is it one going to the next?
Yeah.
How would you describe
it? You know, if you wanted to kind of have an experience of those, you should listen to them on the day, right? Moon on Monday, Mars on Tuesday. That's a fun experience and something I do sometimes where I'll play them for myself. One a day. Listening to them all back to back can be kind of a funny experience because they aren't they don't relate to the energy of the day very well.
Yeah.
You know, if you do that. You could do that though. In terms of do they speak to one another, not only if the planets are meant to speak to one another, you know? The sun doesn't really do that at all, you know.
Yeah, that's more of a celestial being
right.
than a planet.
Yeah. Right. Whereas the moon is a reflection.
Yeah.
Or reflects all the energy in the universe. The Mars wants to talk to everybody.
Yeah. That's funny because I was born on a Monday and I feel like I reflect. People tell me I do very good imitations, or Jody does. Get born on a Monday and you can reflect. So
yeah.
What day was everybody born on? Do you know?
I don't know that.
You don't know what day? How about you, Kim? Do you know what day you were born?
I was born at 3 a.m. on a Tuesday.
On a Tuesday.
Tuesday.
Yeah, some Mars.
You have a bit of fire in you, yeah? What about Kelly?
And she's wearing red. She's wearing red.
Yeah. Kelly, what day of the week were you born?
I can't remember that far back.
Well,
that's a good answer.
Here's to not remembering when the day you were born.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know.
Actually, it was December 11th, 1976, but I forget the actual day and time. Mm.
I've heard you play this play the music in other spaces and heard it online. I enjoy it. I recommend people go and see it. I'm going to actually skip to another question, though, because it relates. You have an upcoming music event. Yeah. Do you want to put a plug in? And,
sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is great monthly series at the Avalon Lounge in Catskill called the Sunday Night Swim. And I'm going to play for the first time live. I think I'm going to play Venus. I don't usually get to play Venus because Venus is Friday.
Yeah.
And during Holy Week, we don't play music on Friday.
Yeah, because so it's silent.
It's silent. So I've never played Venus for people, and this is like a 40-minute version of Venus.
I don't see that on the question sheet about what you're asking them.
We've got a cheat sheet here, listeners, by the way. We're jumping around. I wonder here. Let's see. Do you want to ask your question, Kelly, about the CREATE organization?
Oh, come on.
You were real keen to ask him about that, and that, yeah.
Tell us about the CREATE organization and how you got involved in it.
CREATE, yeah. CREATE's the Arts Council for Greene, Columbia, Schoharie Counties, and I was their interim director after I left Camp Hill, and I'm still involved in that org because I think they do cool things. They primarily provide grants to artists and also are a community-based art gallery. Just had a really cool show open recently there, a women's show. And they have a children's show coming up, I think. I'm not the one to plug CREATE, really. But it's a cool organization. And the reason how I got involved there, I think, or what drew me in there was people being involved there that I respected and thought mm-hmm. would be fun to work with. And I was right. And it's a great, great place.
Yeah. And it's a Catskill base, Greene County base?
It is. The gallery's in Catskill, but they provide Arts Council services to three counties. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I think they're doing great work, and it's local. So, and they Camp Hill Hudson was got a grant.
You're a grantee.
So, yeah. I wanted to ask you something about, and so Yeah, we're on the last page,
yeah.
Kim. I actually wanted, and in different ways, right. You alluded to, you know, the earthy and the electronic, but technology. You and I have had one-on-one conversations about how we as human beings engage in it, either consciously or unconsciously, and we were even part of a wider group conversation recently. Where this example was given about, you know, most tools that we as human beings use, it's kind of something that isn't necessarily attached to our body, and that we, you know, if we have a, we have to, we need to get a hammer, nail this nail in the wall, we pick it up, we use it, and then when we're done, we put it away, and it's left there. You know, we have utilized the tool.
Yeah.
And I know you're kind of one that is an advocate of being consciously engaging with the technology, I think is a fair way of how you said it. But the aspect of the cell phone in particular is that we can sometimes be, instead of using the cell phone as a tool, the cell phone can maybe turn the table and use us, and
it does that,
that the cell phone's picking us up, and that you know, the constant notification dictates to us what we engage in, rather than us using it for what we need. And so, I'm just wondering if you can talk about that phenomenon. And
well, how much time do we have?
Yeah, I would say 2 minutes.
Oh, 2 minutes.
Oh,
but you feel that this isn't talked about in wider circles.
It's delicate in the music world, I think, because I don't want to come across kind of critical of other people's creative practices or anything. I do think it's important to use those tools intentionally. I love technology, and I make a lot of electronic-based music. They are tools to me. There are elements of that I'm really cautious about for myself, which is I'm cautious to not acquire a piece of equipment so that I can go perform or record and sound like that piece of equipment. And that's very easy to do, very easy hole to fall into. I only want a tool if it fits into my kind of creative process or the workflow that I have. The other thing that's important to me is to always have a human compositional element.
Yeah.
Generative music is really popular in the electronic world right now. There is a generative element to what I'm doing with electronic music, but it's only an element, and it has to be, in my work, met with like human composition. I'm interested in, you guys must have read it from Bandcamp or somewhere. I'm interested in that intersection. I think that's interesting. I also believe, which is a little bit of paraphrasing Rudolf Steiner, that if we do not engage with it and act with it intentionally, it will carry on without us and do things that maybe we don't want it to do. And in the creative world, I think that's just so incredibly easy. There's questions that are always arising for me about what is it am I harnessing and what is it that I'm doing with all of that, and where am I in that, and that's just the journey I'm on. I find all that really interesting. Cell phones are a whole other addiction.
Yeah, it does get into an addiction, but it was an example that I think most people can relate to in terms of a broader conversation. I think, what am I harnessing as it relates to technology? Is that a good way to,
like
a broader way for us to just be like when we're engaged with whatever technological
am
devices.
I harnessing something of my own creation, or am I amplifying something of artificial creation? And I'm personally not that interested in that for myself. I don't mind going and hearing other people do it, but it's not necessarily my own creative pursuit.
We'll have to leave it at that, because we have a couple, but thank you. We have Lori, shall we ask him, tell us about your new job, your upcoming job. You want to ask him?
What kind of job do you do, Nathan?
Your new job.
So next week I start a new job at an organization called the Healthcare Consortium, which is right down the street here, right around the corner.
Healthcare Consortium right here in Hudson.
Another great org that is part of like a rural health network and helps provide access to healthcare for people.
So you're looking forward to that?
I am really excited about it.
Yeah. Good luck to you on that.
Good luck.
And then we have two questions left here. Kim and Kelly. Yeah.
Do you have any hobbies, and what do you do in your spare time?
Hobby. I mean, music's definitely a big hobby of mine, and that's I devote a lot of my free time to that. I raised two boys, so that also consumes a lot of my time. They're 12 and 15. Collect records, listen to records.
We love records.
Yeah, I do a lot of that. Go to Spikes in Catskill for fun, and do a lot with that. I used to do a lot of hiking. I don't really do a lot of that anymore. Maybe I've spent enough time in the woods. Maybe
hiking.
I would love to join you side by side.
Maybe I've had it.
Maybe we can find some objects too that can be sound.
We could go perform branches together down at High Falls or something.
Oh, yes. How about that, everybody? Shall we perform branches, Kelly?
You need only three people. You need three people.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a trio performing for branches.
Oh, so it sounds like you've done this before.
I've done it before.
Oh, my God. Branches. Okay.
Branches.
Well, we won't keep at...
No.
You shouldn't try this at home, right? That's not... for
you
the listeners.
No, you should.
You can do three branches at home.
You need two friends.
Two friends. Yeah. Okay. I'll take you up on that.
Go ahead, Kelly.
Yeah.
Do you have any advice on how to lead a good life?
Oh, that's a good, great question, Kelly. Did you write that question? It's really good.
That is a good one.
You know, I give this advice to my children a lot, is that you have to do things that bring you joy. That the pursuit of happiness, and Michael knows this from Carla Pietzner, finding joy is more powerful to me than trying to look after happiness. So I try to do things and surround myself by people that bring me joy.
That sounds...
And what is the song we usually sing? I'm not going to try to sing it now, but we've got joy
down in our hearts.
Deep, deep down in our hearts.
Yep.
J-O-Y, down in our hearts.
Kelly's
not wanting to sing.
I don't want to sing it. We need Nicholas for that one, Kelly. Nobody sings that like Nicholas.
Finding joy.
Joy. Yeah.
Well, it's been a joy chatting with you and hearing you play. So thank you, Nathan.
Thank you.
We really appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you so much for inviting me. It was awesome.
And this was Live by Life with the Camp Hill Hudson Radio Group on WGXC 90.7 FM.
This is Otis M. Carson. I'm from NYC, and you're listening to WGXC Acra Hudson Catskill.
WGXC underwriting support is provided in part by Upstate Films, featuring first-run and repertory films at movie theaters located in Rhinebeck and Saugerties, as well as live music, filmmaker conversations, staged readings, community events, variety shows, magic, comedy, and more. The Hudson Valley Picture Show traveling series brings cinema to locations around the region. The latest schedules, as well as upcoming pop-up events at the Community Theater in Catskill, can be found at upstatefilms.org.
Waif Farm respectfully and humbly acknowledges the past, present, and future Indigenous peoples on whose ancestral lands Waif Farm and WGXC operate and broadcast. The Mohicans name themselves the people of the waters that are never still following their arrival along the Great Ebb Tide River, also known as the Hudson. The Mohicans stewarded this land over many generations and in dynamic communication and interaction with diverse Indigenous peoples, including the Haudenosaunee Mohawk and the Munsee Lenape. Mohican descendants today live in communities in Ontario, Wisconsin, and Oklahoma. For more information on Mohican history and the contemporary community of the Stockbridge-Munsee Band of Mohican Indians, please visit mohican.com.
I was just going to lie down for 5 minutes, take a little nap.
Yeah, a regular Rip Van Winkle.
Who?
Another guy who took a little nap, woke up, and didn't know where he was.
Welcome, radio listeners. You're listening to Bound by Books Youth Radio on WGXC 90.7 FM, Acra, Catskill, Hudson, and beyond. Listener-supported radio for open ears. I'm Emily. I'm the director of the Hudson Area Library, and I'm from Hudson.
I'm Amelia. I am here, and I'm also from Hudson.
And Bound by Books airs weekly on WGXD, and we talk about surprise books, books we love,
books we hate,
and bookish things. And that's what we're going to do today. And I'm excited to have Amelia with me here this week. Amelia.
It's been such a long time.
Yeah. It's been such a long time. Amelia didn't want to say her age at the start of the show. I heard you falter. You're like, should I say my age? Because I'm an adult now.
I forgot that part. I haven't been here a long time. I forgot the intro.
But Amelia was a Bound by Books co-host for many years. I haven't done the math, but possibly the longest running co-host I've had so far, because you joined in May of 2017. So May 1st, 2017 was your first show. And I think you stayed on until maybe like 2022. Can't remember.
Yeah, because I was here when we started doing this through Zoom. So
yeah,
definitely at least into 2020.
Yeah. But yeah, so we've talked about many, many books on the radio for many years, and Bound by Books has been on the radio since February of 2011, which means just like the radio station, Bound by Books is turning 13 this month. Hooray, we're teenagers. And WGXC's winter 2024 pledge drive is taking place now through February 29th. Celebrating 13 years of WGXC. We're calling it Lucky 13, hoping to get the luck coming in to support WGXC. And we're continuing to build a base of monthly sustaining donors to the station, donors such as myself who donate monthly to WGXC to help build a sustainable foundation of support for the station to keep WGXC, all the great community radio shows, voices, music on the air for 13 more years. We want to become 26-year-olds on WGXC. So we're hoping listeners out there will join us in supporting WGXC, make a recurring donation, or to make a one-time gift, you can visit wgxc.org/donate, or you can call 518-697-7400 to pledge your support of creative community radio for open ears. So again, that's wgxc.org/donate, or you can call 518-697-7400. But we are so grateful to WGXC for keeping space on the airwaves for youth voices, such as my usual hosts of Bound by Books and the Amelia of the past. For other youth radio shows on WGXC as well, like Clubhouse Radio is one of our Friday friends here on the radio dial. So Amelia, what do you remember about your time with Bound by Books? What are some of your favorite memories, or what did you get out of it as a participant on the radio?
I remember the one time I did a show on my own.
Yeah.
Like vividly.
I remember listening to that. I'm always impressed by you guys. So basically the one time you didn't talk with me about books.
No, I talked to myself about books.
Yeah.
I just remember that because it was like really new and kind of cool, but also like scary.
Yeah, and currently we do our radio show virtually since the pandemic forced us to do it. And then it became convenient when some of our members moved away or weren't able to like walk to the station. It just made it easier. So we've been doing these radio shows online instead of in the studio, but Amelia experienced both studios because you started off when we were at the Columbia Street. Remember when the train used to come by?
I remember when the train used to come by. Yeah.
You could hear it on the radio. It never sounded as loud as it actually did in the studio, but it was very hard to ignore when you're doing a radio show on the train.
And that was back when we did it like live too. So
yeah.
Mm-hmm. There's no way to cut it out or edit it beforehand.
Yeah, exactly. No, you can't just be like, let's wait for that to go by and just have some dead train air for a little bit. Yeah, and then we moved to the studio at where it is currently at First Presbyterian Church on the ground floor there. And we were there until COVID hit and we moved online. But over the years, we've talked about a lot of books. I'm wondering, now that you're an adult, what are some books that you remember most fondly from like your tween or teen years? And I already know what's your least fond.
Oh, I know what my least fond is too. It's still Old Man and the Sea. That book was terrible. But my favorite books from like my tween and teen years. God, these aren't exactly tween and teen years. These are more like childhood years, but I vividly remember like the Rainbow Magic series with the fairies. Obsessed with them. And of course, Wings of Fire.
Yes, of course.
Which is still ongoing, I think.
Yes, very popular. And what we didn't mention is Amelia actually now works at the library with me, which is very cool, but was helping look through some donated books recently. And there was like brand new, beautiful copies of Wings of Fire. And Amelia was like, it's like, you're like, I already have them, but this is so exciting that they're brand new and so clean.
So nice to see them.
Yeah. Whoever donated those, you brought great joy to Amelia on that day. Yeah. And whoever's going to get them from the library book sale. But yeah, I feel like one of the books I remember reading and talking with you about, well, a couple of them were Battle of the Books books. One that I think is an amazing book is Unwind by Neil Schusterman. And somehow, that's really more of a teen book, but somehow it was in the middle grade battle, I believe. And it's totally fine for middle grade readers that are, I think, mature enough to read it, but it's a pretty disturbing book.
The funny thing is, it's a very typical dystopia up until that one chapter that freaks everyone out.
Yes, it's the one chapter that's the most disturbing thing I've probably maybe ever read in a book.
Yeah,
but very effective, and like it was that year, it was like everybody's favorite book because it's just such a good book. But I remember being like, whoa. And all of you too were like, I can't believe that chapter. Oh, and then Nimona was another favorite.
Oh, yes. Nimona. And that recently got a movie on Netflix.
Yeah, I think it got nominated for an Oscar, maybe. I can't remember. It got nominated for some big award recently for animated feature. But that's cool. I thought it was very good, both the book and the movie. But yeah, we've had a lot of chats over the years about books. Little Bound by Books history for our listeners. The station launched in like mid to late February. I can't remember the exact date, in 2011. And Bound by Books was on the air on Monday, February 28th, 2011 was our first radio show. And it was me and Quinn Gunter, who is from Haines Falls. And we discussed Grimm fairy tales on the first episode.
That's like so perfectly classic too.
Yeah. Yeah, I can't remember which ones we talked about. I don't know if I have a recording for that show to go back to. I'd have to see if I have that one still in there.
The lost media of Bound by Books.
Yeah, I have a lot of recordings of the show. I have most of them. I have some gaps. It takes up so much space on my computer. It's like my computer would have so much drive space if it wasn't for Bound by Books. But we have a half hour show every week for 13 years. It takes up a lot of space. But it's worth it. It's the best. I love Bound by Books. It brings me great joy. And I hope it brings our listeners great joy too, and the other participants as well. But before we dive into talking about like a current book we're reading, I'm curious, since our first show ever on Bound by Books was a discussion of fairy tales, I wonder what your favorite fairy tale is.
It's always been Beauty and the Beast. For as long as I can remember, it has always been Beauty and the Beast.
Is it based on the story or the movie or both?
Mostly off the Disney movie, I will admit.
They've taken over fairy tales, so it's fair.
Oh yeah, Disney totally has.
I was thinking about this the other day. I've been reading some Grimm fairy tales that Wanda Gog wrote, or like did a version of, and she does both the classic ones that everybody knows and then some more obscure ones. And I really love reading the obscure ones. They're not necessarily my favorite stories, but they're so weird. And it's just interesting reading them and then trying to figure out how they could become, like, could these become the classic, like children's tales where they get a little watered down and I don't know. But one of my favorites of the like classic fairy tales, I think, is Hansel and Gretel. And I think it's in part because it doesn't just have like a shiny ending where they become like a princess or like they mm-hmm. find true love. It's just like they don't get eaten. Like,
yeah,
it's a very simple ending. But it's also interesting that one's never been Disneyfied, I don't think.
No, it hasn't. But DreamWorks has taken Hansel and Gretel, I'm pretty sure, for like the Shrek series and stuff like that.
Oh, okay. But yeah, I think that's one of my favorites. I also like Rumpelstiltskin, even though I don't like it when it's just like the princess or the queen gets her way at the end. But Rumpelstiltskin's such a funny character. I can't remember, is that one a Grimm fairy tale? I think it is.
I don't know. I feel like everything is a Grimm fairy tale.
I sometimes get confused on what's Grimm and what's Hans Christian Andersen, what's other.
Well, I know The Little Mermaid is Hans Christian Andersen.
But anyways, before we dive into talking about current reads, I'm just going to remind our listeners out there that we're in the WGXC Winter 2024 Pledge Drive, taking place now through February 29th. And we are continuing to build a base of monthly sustaining donors. We hope you'll join us in contributing whatever amount you choose on a monthly basis, helping us form a sustainable funding source for WGXC to stay on the air for many years to come. This year, we're celebrating 13 years of WGXC and 13 years of Bound by Books. And we hope you'll join us in supporting WGXC either with a recurring donation or a one-time gift. You can visit wgxc.org/donate or call 518-697-7400 to pledge your support. Again, that's 518-697-7400 or go online to wgxc.org/donate. And thank you to all of our sustaining supporters, our donors, our hosts and co-hosts on all the different shows, all of the volunteer programmers, staff at WGXC for helping keep WGXC going all these years. It's a really special station we have here in Columbia and Greene counties. And wherever else you can hear us. There's people that listen from all over online, or sometimes it stretches down into like Dutchess or up into Rensselaer. And I don't know. I can't remember how far east it goes. Does it cross the border? I don't know. But anyways, I want to chat with Amelia a little bit about what you've been reading.
I'm still working my way through like Christmas gift books right now. Mm-hmm. A lot of which are actually art books this year. So it's like semi-reading, semi-looking at pictures. I bought this for my dad actually, but I have a book called Bowie, an Illustrated History. But I have also been reading it because I'm a big fan of David Bowie.
Okay, I was wondering if it was a David Bowie.
Yeah, ever since I first saw the movie Labyrinth, I've been kind of obsessed with him. Yeah. So
you're not alone.
Yeah. Before I knew him as Bowie, little me knew him as Jareth the Goblin King, but you know, to each, you know, it's however you're introduced to Bowie is however you're introduced to Bowie. So I have a book that is like an illustrated history of him, but really it's like a lot of pictures, so I don't know what they consider illustrated, but you know, it works.
Picture so many
pictures of him throughout his career, and it's very cool. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what I've been working through. And also, I literally noticed this morning. This wasn't a gift for me, but as I was walking over to the coffee table to like join in the radio show, I was like, what's this? And we have a book called Van Gogh, The Complete Paintings.
Oh,
which is exactly what it sounds like. It is all the paintings of Vincent Van Gogh in a book that is like surprisingly thick, like up over 700 words. Or 700 pages, I mean.
Yeah, he painted a lot.
Words is actually very small. But 700 pages. So I do assume it's like pretty much all his paintings. And that looks really cool. I might have to steal that from my parents.
Yeah, Goodreads keeps suggesting that to me for some reason. And I was like, I do want to look at that book. But I don't know, maybe I'll buy it someday. You should tell me if it's good.
But I wonder if my parents have also had Goodreads suggesting it to them, and that's why they got it, because they also use Goodreads.
But I love Van Gogh's art, and I find